survive, thrive, stay alive. It's time to get prepared with the Prepping Academy podcast.
Okay, welcome to the Prepping Academy. I am Forrest. Long time no see. We do not have Tenderfoot here. This is just going to be kind of a quick update. Holidays are always tough. Tenderfoot works at a church, a lot of events, a lot of school events. There's a school there as well. And myself, I'm studying for the general class ham license, and we've just been swamped. People have been asking, sending emails, calling. If we were going to continue the podcast, yes, we are, without a doubt. We actually have some big names scheduled coming up. Big, big names. Glenn Tate, the author of 299 Days, is coming on. We have Mark Goodwin coming back on, author of The Days of Elijah, The Days of Noah. Also does the Prepper Recon podcast, which is awesome. We have Scott Hunt is going to be joining us soon. He was with us, I know, the end of last year. He's going to come back on. Going to focus on solar and some of the cool things he's doing with solar. Who else we got coming on? We got Heritage Life Skills event coming up in Waynesville, North Carolina, which we're going to be interviewing all kinds of people. So we're going to continue. We've got things coming up. We're going to redo our website, because our focus now will be our website. We switched from Blog Talk Radio and Prepper Broadcasting Network, so we can have a little bit more freedom, a little bit more time, do shorter or longer podcasts. So we're going to be doing that, and we've actually already made that move. We're going to continue to do it. We love to do it. We are absolutely stunned on how many listeners we have. Tenderfoot thinks it's all him that has brought in this huge load of listeners over the last 6 months. He thinks it's, and it could be, but I doubt it. I don't know. If I give him credit, he's going to have a big head, and that will change everything. But yeah, we're going to do it. So something I'm going to talk about today is I travel a lot with my job. I travel to, every day I could be traveling an hour, hour and a half, even just 30 minutes with my job. I do a lot of sales and consulting, and so I was traveling to Greenville, South Carolina before Christmas, and started thinking and wrote down some notes as I was traveling down there. I have my bug out bag in my vehicle. That's a given. I'm a prepper. I have my bug out bag. You know, I have my sidearm. That's just given, just because of that's, you know, I'm a prepper. But then I was thinking, who do I know down in Greenville, South Carolina, that if the crap hit the fan could help me? Could I get in touch with them if it was a grid down? And I started thinking, no. They wouldn't know I was down there. Two, how would I find them? And is there a way that I could find them if there's a grid down? We're kind of all kind of apprehensive about just sharing our address with people. So what kind of communication tools or plans could I put in place that could, you know, get me the necessary help if I'm stranded down there and, you know, the crap hits the fan. So I started thinking, one is, you know, my ham radio is right here beside me. Do I have the local repeaters for ham radio here in Greenville programmed on my phone? No. Do I have a list of them? No. Okay, well, maybe I need to do that. Maybe I need to, all the surrounding cities, I need to have a list of all the repeaters where I can, you know, just see if the repeaters are working in the city that I'm in. And if not, you know, I got to do Simplex. So I got to have a plan to use Simplex to get in touch with some of the people I know. So, and you guys know, I'm a part of a organization called the Carolina Preppers Network. In the Carolinas, we have around 7,000 members, which means everywhere I go in the Carolinas, there are people there or around there, and I just don't have a way to connect to them. And so CPN is installing a communication network, and it's going to be using HF radio and shortwave to communicate to everyone at one time in the Carolinas. I will have my general license in 2 weeks if I pass, which I should, hopefully. I already have the rig, HF transmitter antenna. It's actually currently being planned on how I'm going to install it and all that so we can test it. And so I'll have all that in place within the next couple of weeks. But that's HF. That's for one communication from my house to communicate with everyone in CPN in the Carolinas so they can at least listen to me, if not broadcast to me if they have a HF and their general license. Which is not needed, actually, in a grid down. Anyone can broadcast, but still, you got to learn how to do it. So you kind of got to get your general and do it. So it, when it comes to UHF and VHF on the ham, you know, we all have our Belfing or Yaesu hand HTs, you know, hand talkies, walkie talkies. But I don't have, and we're in the process of getting repeaters in each city. So, you know, everyone in Greenville can jump on that are part of the CPN and just, you know, talk with each other and communicate and practice. Some cities are moving faster than others. I know Asheville City, not only do they have a 2-meter net that they use, Mount Mitchell, and which people from hundreds of miles can check in on that net, but they're also started a Simplex net where they're just, you know, seeing, you know, just one person to another person passing on the information. And that's going very well. And so, and we're trying to get that in every city. It's just taking time. And our new initiative for CPN in 2018 is to get all that taken care of, to get a lot of people signed off on their technicians and technician and general class license through the FCC so that we can practice, you know, the communications. In the meantime, I have to put together a list of people I know in the Greenville area and put together a plan. Hey, I'm going to be in Greenville. If the crap ever hits the fan, everyone in Greenville, all the preppers in Greenville need to tune into this frequency. If the repeater's down, then we need to turn into another frequency where we can just talk Simplex and I can make, you know, mayday calls. You know, I need help. This is using my call sign and tell people who I am and they can reply and then I can meet up with them. And this is true for everyone in CPN. We all travel outside of our home area. And same in your location. If you don't have this and you're in Iowa or, you know, North Dakota, wherever you are, you got to start planning this and get the preppers in your area to unite. So I need a frequency chart and a plan for each city. So when people are traveling to that city, or they have a son or daughter that's traveling to that city, or they have a son or a daughter that's, you know, off to, you know, college or a university. My son is 2 hours away near the Raleigh area, and I need a plan for him if the crap hits the fan, where people that know what they're doing, they have provisions, can take care of him, and he can contact them, and they can, you know, run down to the college, grab him, protect him, give him some food, give him a sidearm, so he can possibly at one point in time meet back up with us or at the retreat. So it's something to think about. That takes a lot of planning and a lot of time. You're not going to get it done in a week or a month. CPN, Carolina Preppers Network, is going to try to get it done over a year. Because what we got to do first is get more technicians, technician class licensed AM operators. And then we got to get the general. And so it just takes time. And then we got to put the plan. We got the plan. We're using Ambron, and we're going to kind of mold it to CPN without really changing a lot of what Ambron's doing, because what they've put together is awesome and it works. Why recreate it? I've had many conversations with John Jacob Smith, and so is our comms officer here in the Carolinas. A guy, he goes by Natty. And Natty has had conversations with John Jacob Schmidt. Are we going to be officially Ambron? No, but we're going to use what they have, and we're going to, you know, install it throughout the United States. And he's okay with that. So if you're Ambron and you're like, oh my gosh, you can't change the protocol that John Jacob Schmidt of Ambron. No, we can, and he's given us permission, and we told him what we're going to do. We're going to keep 99% of it, Ambron, and we're going to just, you know, kind of make it work for what we're doing, and Ambron people can still jump on. Absolutely. It's going to be seamless. You're not even going to know, but there are a few changes that will happen. You got a problem with it, take it up with John Jacob Smith. I don't know. He's already said he loved what we were doing. So, but we got to put a plan together. This plan that we're putting together is something that you in Iowa and North Dakota and throughout the United States can go to Ambron. They have a document you can download. I think it's $6 you're supposed to donate. And it goes step by step putting this plan together. The issue is not getting the plan, because the plan works, is actually getting qualified people and people motivated enough to use it, go by it, and make it part of their preps. And that's what we're doing currently. We've encouraged everyone in CPN to get this document. I don't know what it is. I know some of you guys know and you're yelling at me, but I know I donated $6, but I am a part of the Ambron Corps as well. But we just don't hand that out freely, because that's how Ambron, gets money to support what they're doing. But go download it. It puts together a whole plan. Don't let it intimidate you on how to connect people in the area, and how to help, you know, they can connect to you if the crap hits the fan. So that's kind of about all I want to speak about. Let's see, my bug out bag, my communication plan. One other thing I noticed, I don't have my shortwave radio in my bug out plan, in my bug out bag. And I'm like, maybe I should put that in there, because I only thing I have are forms of really the 2 meter or the UHF and VHF waves of communication. I do have, I have a JPO antenna I can throw up in a tree, or and get better reception with the extension on the end of the J-pole. So I have some comms, but it's my I'm lacking in the plan. And I know it's being built, but man, kind of scary when I just go down for the day and there's no comms. I mean, I don't have a plan. And can I wait a year, 6 months? Don't want to. And so just something to think about is that, hey, when you travel, your family's depending on you to get back. Even if they have a great plan, they open their books. That was Franklin Horton had a good series. How a gentleman was out of town. You got to read that series. It's good. And he left this unbelievable book where him and his wife and family could just open it up. And it goes kind of line by line what the family can, you know, do, what they need to do and how to do it and kind of how he'll show up on the scene someday. But it's all planned out. That's pretty cool. I forgot the series that is. Maybe it's the Borrowed World series by Franklin Horton. Great series. But your family's dependent on you getting back. If you're not there, does your wife know how to unlock the safe, to get an AR-15, to get a 9mm? Does she know where all your provisions are? Does she know the team that you're relying on? I mean, you got to make sure they know that. And so even if she knows everything, the plan is for you to get back. And so you've got to have a way to do that. So it's our responsibility to have all that put in place so we can get back and protect our family, get our family to the retreat, whatever that may be, or round up your family. And you got to be able to contact them. If I'm in Greenville and they're in Charlotte, I want to be able to contact them. Hey, I'm in Greenville. I'm okay. Don't expect me for 5 days, 6 days. We'll start making our way up. We'll check in at 3:00 every day on this frequency. You know, you got to have things like that put in place. So I know I was rambling, but I'm hoping I can give you something to think about. Another thing I was thinking about is prepping is never done. It's just never over. And so you got to enjoy it more, make it more of a hobby than doing it out of fear. Because you just got to enjoy it. Some things you got to take your time on. I got my technician license like 2 years ago. Just now I'm studying for the general license. And it's just make it a hobby and fun event for the family that, you know, one day could have serious consequences. But anyway, just wanted you to think about the plan when you travel, even if you're north 30 miles from where you are from the house, you're going to have to foot it. Might not be safe. You might have to bunker down for a few days. So got to put some plans in place. You got to know people in the area you're traveling. I think that's a must. So something to think about. Hey, continue listening to us on the podcast. We will be live, and you need to join our mailing list. Go to preppingacademy.com, prepping with ing academy.com. Join our mailing list. So when we're live and you want to listen to us live and call in and ask Glenn Tate and Mark Goodwin and all these people questions, we're going to be getting that information out through our mailing list. And we never abuse that at all, hardly. I mean, not hardly. We never hardly even use it. But we're going to start doing that because we got to now to get the word out. When we're live, it will be on Prepping Academy. You can listen to it live on the front page. Once we redo the front page, I think it's set up so we can do that now. So, just stay tuned. We enjoy doing this. We love that you guys are with us and appreciate you guys asking. And appreciate it. And you guys take care. God bless. And join our mailing list so we can communicate. You guys take care. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Prepping Academy podcast. Preppers unite at www.preppingacademy.com.